This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, man! Uh-oh! Man! Uh-oh!
Sorry about y'all eardrums. My dog barking in the background as well. Know what time it is. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 68.5. If you listen to this, you the only one listen. I mean, wait, hold on, how we put it? It's the audio exclusive. Yeah. You can't get this nowhere else.
Nowhere else, man.
Besides where you're getting it from.
Yes.
You know what time
you're getting it,
man.
From, make sure you get it.
Amen. Just like that. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino. I recently got checked, man. That boy COVID free.
That's something to celebrate. I'll pop a bottle of that.
Sure. We also got my man B Baby Trey in the band.
Yes, sir. I also just found out I'm half Centaur, so yes, sir.
That's that.
And this Centaur is course free, big.
Yes, sir. Got my man Sheldon Sebastian. You know what time it is.
Yo, what's good, Sean?
Drop a bomb for that, man.
Please, please.
It's been a great, amazing, amazing audio exclusive.
Of course.
We hit all the hard-hitting topics that nobody else is willing to discuss on their podcast. Griffins and centaurs.
Of course.
Korean grills and kimchi.
Of course.
Barbers destroying your hairline.
Obliterate.
Before your eyes. Traveling with your anxious parent. Making the entire family anxious as well. Sleeping on air mattresses for way too long.
And water beds.
All that. Drooling in your beard and Call of Duty, of course. Before we get into this episode, go ahead and subscribe. I guess if you're listening to this, you're probably subscribed. Okay, if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Enjoy the episode,
guys. Yeah, yo, just type fucking Random Order and hit follow, subscribe on like everything that you find. Even if it's not our logo, just fucking do it. It's probably ours.
Do it. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The motherfucking Eagles flying in.
The
motherfucking wings are a little sore from inaction. Yeah. You know what time it is.
And that's not corona, cause I got tested. It came back negative.
Negative. Never got it, never had it.
Never will.
The immune system is built up. My vitamin C levels are through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fucking strong as a horse.
Yo, my immune system half beast, half horse.
Oh. And you know what time it is. I just dropped a bomb.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know what time it is, man. It's your boy. I forgot how to do this shit. I do the intro at the end, right? Okay, anyways, man. Look, here's the deal. I'm in Orlando, Trevon's in Jersey, Sheldon's in Brampton, the fucking soundboard's in Toronto.
So we only have
three sound effects right now, and that's all we need. We got the fucking bomb drop, we got the eagle.
That's
we
all
got
we
the
need.
Baby. That's it.
That's all you need,
man. You know it's time.
Realistically, we could add them in after, like if niggas really need that.
Yeah,
all they need is
they
us.
Need
man.
That, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know need, what time man. It is, man. The audio exclusive.
Yo, it's been a minute since we've done one of these.
Yeah, no, these are special, man. I forgot how much I fucking love these.
Yeah,
yo,
that last one was funny as fuck.
Yeah. The fucking freestyle. Now, I was just going to say, like, yo, for real, like, the other day I was dreaming and I really saw myself as a centaur and I really want to be, like, you know what I mean? Visually, I know this is the audio. So, visually, I need everybody to, like, picture me as a centaur doing this podcast. You feel me?
Okay.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. So the mic is like way up in the fucking. Is it sitting centaur?
What color is your bottom half?
I'm
You got a lot of
No, that's I got a lot of answers.
Okay.
So
okay.
Right now, currently, I'm sitting on my back two legs. So it's like, yeah,
I get it. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
The back two, I'm sitting on my hiney, but the tail is like my tail is straight, and then I'm just holding the mic with my hand, my left hand, and then my left hoof is over my right one, kind of just chilling, crossing over, like I'm leaning on the wall, but I'm really on my back. Yeah, on my back legs.
Now I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is you wearing horseshoes or is you bare horse foot right now?
That's the crazy part. I didn't think you was going to ask me. I'm not really prepared because the back ones I got on my horseshoes because they sitting, but then I got them off on the front. Yeah.
Because you at the crib, so I feel you.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get it dirty out here.
For y'all out there, nigga, our audio come with visual too. and since we doing that, nigga, just imagine me as a fucking griffin.
Holy, man.
That's half eagle. What the fuck is a griffin?
It's
eagle, half with a lion back. And horns as well.
Yeah. Oh, the griffin.
I'm
about to say. The griffin really do come like that. The bottom half, it's like the front half is an eagle, which you already know, and then the bottom half is like it's mythical for real. Mm-hmm. It sounds like I was saying mystical.
And I just realized, man, like after a certain point, all these eagles who are tapped in with us, you know what I'm saying? We're all on this earth evolving. After a while, they're gonna turn into griffins. Certain eagles, though, like, say, you know what I'm saying? They all display different behavior. Bro. There's mouse behavior. There's eagle behavior. There's fucking griffin behavior.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's another level.
You know what? Y'all
might not be ready.
It's fucking nuts because it's like you go to Hogwarts and it's like some niggas really, it's like, all right, yeah, you could be happy that you in Hogwarts, but some niggas is going to stay there forever.
But you know
you got to graduate.
Dig
what I'm saying?
So as a centaur, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That what are you graduating to? Like a Pegasus or something like that?
Yo, you know what? I'm so glad you asked.
Or is this your final form? It could be your final form. That's pretty impressive as it is.
Yo, nah.
It's a great final form.
It is a great question. But before I get into what I get into, you get what I'm saying? I got to know who I'm talking to because I got a griffin over here, centaur, you know me, beautiful centaur over here. Like, who am I talking to right now?
Obviously, right? You know what I'm saying? It's a chocolate room. I'm black as can be, you feel me? So I'm gonna be a Sphinx, of course. I'm gonna be a Sphinx.
Oh,
fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, do we got the clap button? Yeah. Oh, we do. Yo, yeah, clap up that.
Oh, we got the Sphinx in the building.
You know what time it is, man. I'm gonna bomb for that.
I got so many questions, man. Let me ask you, man. How does it feel to be like, you know, that represented in Egypt?
You know what I mean? Like, when I'm there, I feel love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm at home, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, when I look around, it's just like looking in a mirror, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It took a minute, though. It took a minute to get there, but, you know, when you do what you do, that's what happens, man.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So now that you answered that question, I guess I can answer mine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have a choice, you know what I mean? You have a choice to stay a centaur, and that's when you get the bow and arrow, because that's like the elite centaur.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or you can transform into Pegasus, but I'm not going to tell you how.
Damn. All right. That's fine. That's fine. At the end of the day, you know, you don't want everybody to become a Pegasus, but I just want to know, which way are you going with it?
I mean, when you think Pegasus, you think beautiful.
Of course.
Oh, stallion with eagle wings.
Of course.
And it's like, I'm built like a horse, but I'm really an eagle at heart. So I'm going to do the transformation for sure.
I'm still creeping.
I'm still giving it some thought, but I think I'm going to do it for sure.
Uh-huh. Let me drop a bomb for that.
Yeah, hear that.
Man, what's COVID talking about in Toronto, man? I got the fuck out. Them niggas said...
Man,
these cases are rising. They gotta rise up off the couch and get the fuck out.
Yeah, I think
more time it is.
I think they shut down, like it.
Well, Artscape for sure.
Like all the bars and shit. Like, yeah, I guess we should tell them why we're doing.
Oh yeah,
because Artscape closed down again. So.
Closed down, yeah. But not even that. Yeah. Let me tell you what something was crazier. Because, okay, let me stop. I never know when to stop being stupid, but listen. Them, us niggas was really over there, right? These niggas email us saying, like, yo, it's crazy because, yo, someone had COVID here. So we all had
first
to
first
get
I said,
like,
yo, y'all good?
Yo, yeah. Or this nigga texted me. A nigga general text me. I'm like, yo, he doesn't really text me like that unless he's sending me like a song or some shit. So I'm thinking some hot shit just dropped. This nigga text me. He's like, yo, like, how you feeling? I'm like, yo, I'm chilling, bro. Like, how you doing? Like, I thought he was just saying what's up. He's like, nah, nah, nah. Like, yo, how you feeling? Like,
how you feeling?
Like, yo, how you feeling?
Why should I not be good?
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's just like, yo, someone had COVID. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Give it a little more time. This nigga said, no, someone had COVID when y'all was there. I'm just like, bro, for real?
Okay. Where
were we? So the whole time, this nigga's just itching like ask me questions of like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, yo, are you okay? And like, yo, hey, when did you come to Artscape? I'm like, yo, I was there Friday. He's like, where, the 16th, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, where, all right. So, hey, everyone's feeling good. Julian's okay. I'm like, yo, okay, why you asking about them niggas? I'm like, yo, what happened? Like, just get to the point. And the nigga basically said, yo, someone had COVID the same time we're there. And the thing that's even crazier to make it even more secluded is, we weren't even supposed to be there that day that we went because someone had privately booked out like the whole floor. Mm-hmm. So like I was really texting her because we wanted to make it happen for our Eagles, of course.
You know what yeah. it is, man. And our future Griffins.
Yeah. So I got to texting a lot of people over there just trying to get us in there. So she pulled some strings. She got us in there. We shot the episode and then we got up out of there. And that was the same day that someone was there. So he's just like, yo, everyone had to get checked. But Artscape, they closed down because of the obvious situation. But then Toronto going into the second lockdown, them niggas like came back and emailed me saying like, yeah, like, yo, we're going to be closed for a minute, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Shit. Look, I don't think they're going to try to open that even after the fact. Not until niggas got a vaccine or some shit.
Nah. The thing is, Canada has a vaccine or some shit like a vaccine. Like, they ordered... Bro,
what do you mean some shit? Like, you can't just...
Nah. Here we go. Nah. Let me holla at y'all. Look. So, I saw somewhere that Canada ordered, like, a something billion fucking syringes. Like, enough for everybody in Canada.
So they got empty syringes.
Yeah, no, Google it right now. There's like CBC News one day ago. Why getting COVID-19 vaccines approved in Canada won't be overnight solutions? Like, it's not like the cure, but it's like they have something that they're trying to fucking like do to us type thing. But I didn't really look into it because I'm not even with that. Yeah, like
I'm not with the let's see what happens type shit.
Bro, I'm not with, yo, come here for a second. Like, I'm not. Like, that's literally what these niggas are saying. Like, but
yo, roll your sleeve up, bro.
Bro, as a kid, I was honestly real life saying like, yo, wait, hold on. So why am I getting this needle? Oh, it's a flu shot. Oh, a little bit of the flu is in that needle. Oh. But y'all want me to sit down there? Oh, okay.
First off, nigga, you're going to stab me? Yeah. You gonna stab my vein,
bro?
Oh,
you're gonna implant me,
bro?
I don't do needles,
bro. Like, how are you? Like, Jermaine's leaving the curb. Like, or are you going? Oh, I'm just gonna get stabbed. Like, dressing to get it was too much.
To get stabbed,
bro.
No blood test, nigga. You can't.
Oh my god,
you gotta punch me in my nose, nigga. I'd rather fucking get snuffed.
Yeah.
I'm getting stabbed and my blood is squirting out voluntarily.
And they're fucking there switching needles like and doing shit while the thing is still in you. Bro,
they switch the blood.
The bag or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
The capsule.
Yeah.
So you need 7 samples. There's like fill it. I'm like, bro, take a drip.
Yeah.
Take a DNA, whatever you're looking for capsule. In the drip.
Just do it one time.
Pour it out into smaller one.
Yeah. On God, them niggas tricked us. They donated my blood because honestly, they took a lot, and I'm just like, yo, this is more than you guys need, honestly.
Yeah,
all the blood they took could fucking bring life to 19 rats.
Yeah, bro,
it took that much, bro. What do you need this for? And to tell me, oh, you're good.
They took so much blood, I literally fainted in the chair. Bro, the girl told me sit down. Have you guys ever got past a chubby after a blood test? Yes or no?
pass a chubby
did
drink?
Did they ever pass you a fucking chubby drink? Drink. Yes.
No.
Exactly. Bro,
I've been there.
I'm going to stop right there because, you know, bro, she knows she took way too much blood. She gave me a fucking chubby. Said, yo, sit down.
And that's a Percy chubby.
Yeah.
You don't have chubbies.
Well, I don't get it. What was the chubby supposed to do for you? Just comfort
bring, get back. No. Bring back like sugar and shit. Cause like I tried to stand up and I started, like, I couldn't hear. So I'm like, yo, like I can't really hear. And like my vision's going. So she's saying like, yo, sit down. Like you're going to faint. And then she's like, yo, I'm going to give you some, like something with sugar to kind of boost your shit back up. So she's like, yo, drink this chubby, finish it. And then chill here for like 10, 15 minutes. And whenever you feel like you want to go, like you can go. Like, so she was done with me, but she just kind of left me there. And I literally sat there for like 20 minutes, just kind of chilling and waiting for my fucking system to boot back up because this girl took so much blood, bro.
Fuck. Y'all niggas know what a chubby is out there in America. They got chubbies in America.
Yeah, they
got it, right?
I think they do.
Isn't that from Jamaica?
Chubby? Nah.
That was like
yeah, it was. We had a, what was the thing called? We had like it was like a bag of juice, no?
Yeah, I used to fuck up a chubby, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about, a bag of juice?
I think we had something similar, like
we had chubby at the thing.
Yeah, no. We had chubby, sorry, but there's another one. Like, remember when we went to the fucking island store, Sidrin? And then there's the chubbies, and then there's the next one.
There's chubbies, there's busted, there's fucking.
No, it's a small, the same Pizza Depot fucking. In the island store there. Oh, it wasn't just
it's a taller, skinnier bottle, but it's a very small bottle.
So yeah.
It's like a spin off of chubby.
Yeah. But like we had some, like Jamaica's had something similar, and I forgot what it was, but like that shit was popular. But chubby was just like booming.
Yeah. Have you ever had the cutest little chubby bottle, like recently, though?
Fuck, nah.
It's been a minute. I forgot about those.
Shits don't taste the same, bro.
For real?
I don't know. My taste buds just switched up. Shits don't taste the
same. I wonder if my standards go down for certain shit or just.
Right,
the standards y'all use when you made it fucking went down.
Yeah,
that shit used to be straight.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I think it's a taste bud thing. I don't think it's like a standard taste bud thing. I think it's just like, cause I used to always wonder, like, my aunt, right? Like, I'll give her like, yo, you don't want like a pizza? No, I don't eat pizza. What do you mean you don't eat pizza? Like, pizza?
You don't eat pizza? What kind of shit, yeah,
bro. It's
just like, I don't usually eat pizza.
Yeah,
I don't eat pizza.
Like, you know what I mean?
You just.
And it's like
going to block all pizza for the rest of your life. What do you mean by
but
that?
Like, I think about like McDonald's, right? Like McDonald's is the same thing. They don't eat McDonald's. And McDonald's, I'm like, you don't eat McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Like as a kid, like this shit is fucking busting. But now, like, I feel you.
But that's
like,
one entity. That's true, one, yeah. Like, you know, that's one restaurant. Pizza is like a worldwide thing. Yeah. You're going to go to Italy's, I don't eat pizza.
Yeah, like anybody can make that shit. Like
stone bake.
Like it's like,
what do you mean you don't eat pizza?
It's like just a part of the Jamaican evolution, bro. Like eventually you just stop
eating. Yo, I know Jamaicans for some reason. Bro, my dad's work, this nigga named Desmond just didn't fucking eat pizza.
Oh,
I'm just like, wait, I'm
scared.
I'm not eat pizza. I'm
like, wait,
why though?
No.
You don't like what? Cheese? What is it? The dough? Like
I guess
bread?
The cheese.
Cheese? What is it? Like the meat on it? Like what do you what?
It's just the combination
of all
that.
That shit. I'm sure you eat them separately. Like,
yo, the thing is, I feel like a lot of Jamaicans just think pizza is just like a plating. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not a real
yeah,
food.
Like when I think about
yo, there's no fork for Jamaicans. Like, yo, what a food is what a food difference.
This nigga, hold on. We all knew Desmond. Sheldon knew Desmond as well. Like
yeah.
We mentioned before, we went to work with my dad for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new niggas coming in. This nigga named Desmond, though, like, we were all there at that job at 180 when there was what, maybe 10, 15 boxes of pizza, not even boosting. There's a lot of niggas there.
Yeah.
This nigga did not touch one slice, but he did grab something.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, for sure. Because all of a sudden, 40 wings turned to 20, nigga. I'm like, Desmond, where are you going with 20? Like, oh, we're coming to 20 pizza. I'm like, bro, that has nothing to do with me, nigga. I eat wings, nigga. That's the thing.
Bro, it just
you would just even it out. It might just fucking. Why does that become my problem now? Because this nigga don't eat pizza, I don't get wings.
He says we enjoy pizza. It's like, yo, okay, man, you like the pizza, you're not getting wings. Like, bro, what? Bro,
what the fuck?
The thing was, yo, we were arguing with this nigga, smiling because it just didn't make no sense, but it made so much sense to him.
Yeah, that's and the thing,
bro. Straight face,
not surprising, man. I feel like I've had that same conversation amongst Jamaican people, bro. Like that's the logic that we have, man. Like,
bro, straight face. Wow, I'm in on it. On feet. my life, I've never in my life seen a man hold a box of 20 wings and stand up and clap them one by one. The signal was,
bro, from far, you think this nigga's eating chips or some shit. But he was boxing Trudos. And like, bro, if I'm at a party and then like, whatever, we got three types of foods and I don't eat one or two of them. I understand, like, oh, it's my fault, whatever. I don't eat this shit, so let me, you know what I mean? Maybe I don't get full here because I don't eat everything. That. I'm not gonna fucking make up for the full stomach with the shit that everyone else is trying to eat.
I'm gonna punish the party, bro. Like, yo, this guy, different, bro. Like,
oh, bad.
That's that game,
laugh, bro.
It was a taxing job. That shit was fucking. Nigga, man. How are you? How am I 17? And my dad's like, "Oh yeah, we're emptying a building.
Yeah,
put on your pants."
Oh,
bro,
emptying a building. Like, they're demolishing this shit. They're renovating from head to like every inch of the building has been fucking empty.
It's just crazy because like every time we tell these stories, like I find myself just grabbing my head and like holding my face. Just, you know what I mean? Just.
Yeah,
sad that this happened, bro. Like my childhood was honestly PTSD, ripped from me, bro.
Like, bro, I still feel bad for that Jermaine.
Yes,
bro. Like it's not like, oh, that's a time that passed. I'm like, no, that Jermaine is still going through it in a parallel universe. Bro, somewhere. This nigga still.
There were definitely jobs that like we shouldn't have had. Like there should have been way more people here.
No human. But... I'm like, oh, blow the building up,
bro.
Bro, how are you gonna ask humans to fucking empty the building? This is a building that was filled up, like, you know, over time, like over the years. Oh, new desk, new this, new that,
bro.
It empty everything in one shot? Questions, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Questions.
I put a fucking ad up on Kijiji, like, yo, come get shit.
Yeah, come walk and just take what you want.
Yeah, man, free fucking office wear. I'm sure man's will come and clear that out,
bro. I had to invite so many people that I did not even talk to at school, bro, to come help me empty a building downtown. Bro,
I got that job for through a friend. Not you guys directly.
Not even through us?
No. Fucking Hoods called me like, yo, you want to work? Like,
that's how you know.
God, like,
that's how you know, bro. Yo, it was deep, bro. Sometimes I'd see Sheldon, no, they got you.
When you see Sheldon, that's how you know, yo, we're in some shit, nigga.
Bro, we were just like, yo, they got Sheldon? What the
fuck?
Trust
me, bro. Trust me.
Man, speaking of fucking PTSD, man.
Are you going?
I just did that little video about when you're fucking barber. When you know that, when you know that your barber knows that he fucked you up.
Bro.
It's such a, I can't remember how the shit popped up in my mind, but bro, just the helpless, how helpless do you feel?
Bro.
You're sitting, you're in a very compromising position. Nigga. You're fucking, you're, especially if you don't have the tools to even try fixing it yourself. Yo. You're literally sitting there. You see all the signs. You know you're fucked up.
Yeah.
But who's the only guy that could possibly fix this shit?
This nigga.
You're still sitting there. This nigga's fucking experimenting, chipping away at your shit, trying this, trying that.
Bro.
You got the finger measure. Once you see the finger measure, you see the pinky and the thumb.
Can I ask, have you ever seen, where did the jersey grab come from?
Oh, nah. I just figured. This nigga gets nervous. Because in real life, I noticed, like, when I was younger and shit, I was, like, fucking uncomfortable. I just, like, fiddle with my clothes and shit. I used to be doing that, too. And I was actually fucking sweating in that bathroom, nigga. Shit got hot with the lights and shit.
That shit was funny.
I'm just imagining, you know, this nigga's nervous. He starts fanning his jersey.
Bro.
But I've seen some nervous barbers, though, for sure.
Yeah.
They spin you and fucking then, like, 4,000 times. When you start getting spun, but you don't have to spin me to look on the other side of my head. You can literally just turn or walk to the other side of my head. You don't have to spin me. But while they're spinning, they're like thinking of what to do. Like,
what the fuck? How can I fix this shit? Okay.
Bro, the thing that's like scary for me is that, like, bro, the fact that I'm trapped, like, yo, he is blocking the only way to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the only way out of the chair is.
You know what I'm saying? Straight. Like, you know, I have to go straight. I have to stand up straight and I can't do that. And it's just like, bro, that shit is just fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
And it's like you're being choked. The little fucking tissue paper is choked. Yeah. It's like, stay here, boss.
My neck always busts that.
You got a muscular neck.
I don't know. I just be tense, yo. I don't know, man. I move and then, like, yeah, my barber has to put that back on me at least 3 times for haircuts. I'm not gonna lie to you.
We got a baby neck.
Oh my God.
Speaking of barbers, though, my barber has a cape now that has like a plexiglass.
Has a what?
It has like a plexiglass. So, like, you know, like where your phone would be? it's just see through, so you could look at your phone without like bringing it over the cape. Oh, and shit. I just thought that shit was amazing.
That's nice. That's how you innovate.
Yeah, like barbers got it. That is hard. Like you just see right y'all through the thing. You just be on your phone. It's like it's lit.
But man, if you're getting fucked up though, the niggas gonna see the sign of your fucking fist tensing up under the cape.
Texting my niggas, bro.
I know this guy fucked me up, bro.
Yo, the thing that's funny is just like, yo, have you ever just been in the chair and you're just looking, you're just not even there anymore? Like, yo, there's sometimes I'm just
like, out of body.
Yo, Brendan.
Stand up out of your body and look at your
Brendan, I'm not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not there anymore. And I'm just thinking, bro, like, yo, I have to bust fitteds now. Like, yo, this is supposed to be a fitted month. Like,
the month of the fitted, nigga. Bro, I'm just a vessel at that point. Like, my spirit is outside in the whip, just ready to, my spirit started the car. It's like, yo, it's time to go. And you could tell when a barber just doesn't like his work. He's not proud of it. He doesn't ask to take pictures and shit. Okay, yo, so yo. Anyways.
Oh my god.
Anyways, bro, yeah, this was on the house.
Yo, when you get a discount, oh man, you don't know so something's wrong, Regin.
Bro, that's the worst news. That's the only case where a discount is bad news.
I'd be like, why?
Oh, wait, why is it $5?
Oh my god. Yo, explain that.
And then never say that. Like, I fucked you up, boss. Bro, I was just having a good ass time reading through these comments of all these fellas and even ladies with traumatizing experiences, bro. The niggas was talking about how 4 or 5 extra barbers will pull up behind them like it's a group project. They're all like, oh, like this, right? I've actually had another barber just fucking had to come and take over the project.
No.
I just felt like such a test dummy.
No way.
They're just learning on me. I'm like, bro, I have to be fresh for this, nigga. I got to dance tomorrow. Damn. It's the fucking school dance. Just got my ears pierced, nigga. I got the cube
recording. Oh, man.
Bro, the semi-formal, nigga. My ears pierced. You can't... Oh.
Bro,
I've gone to school with my hairline look like a fucking like a barn house, like the fucking like trapezoid hairline.
There's too many striking things on his podcast that just makes me think back to just terrible times. I'm just like, bro, why did I even get a cut? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know I got it, but like, yo, bro, that shit, especially in school, man, when you couldn't even fucking wear a fitted in school, and you just had to be surprised all day.
Bro, surprised all day.
No, yeah, your eyebrows are up. You just look shocked.
Yo, you're just on edge all day, bro. You just look like you pop mad Adderall. What's up?
Huh?
Bro, you're petting your head, bro. Like, trying to move the lineup down a little bit.
Oh my god, man.
Niggas gonna call you out too.
Yeah.
Teachers are
asking. You're looking away.
No, if I know a kid is having a bad hair day, it's all good.
I'll let him rock his
take
hat,
it off.
Sure, bro.
Like, take it off.
Bro, I'd whisper like, yo, it's okay. Put it back on. Yo, I go out to eat the other day, right?
Okay.
And I wanted, I don't know, just randomly, I'm just like, yo, I want some fucking kimchi. Like, some kimchi on this side would be like,
what's fire. That?
Like
noodles?
Kimchi, like the fucking lettuce. Or it's like, no, it's not, it's a cabbage, sorry. Like, wet cabbage.
It's almost like pickled.
What the fuck?
Cabbage. Yeah.
Was it Korean thing?
Yeah, it's Korean, right? I mean, let me just double check. Kimchi.
Yeah, the Korean grills. You get the fucking, you get the gobi and you get the fucking kimchi on the side.
It's red. You never had kimchi? Nah, it's delicious.
Is it like ravioli or something?
Okay, I forgot who I'm talking to. Nigga, never mind. Just fuck it.
Nigga, text me in the group chat.
What does taste like, man?
Answer the call, nigga. Nah, it's like it's me, nigga. Nah, but it's like an acquired taste, but it's like wet, cold, like I don't even know, like coleslaw, but it's like I'd say it's like the Korean coleslaw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's wet, but it's not, it's like bigger pieces, so it's not like tiny pieces, like where coleslaw is kind of like mush, but it's like, I don't know, it's like refreshing. It doesn't taste like coleslaw, it tastes nothing like it. But it's like
get little spices in there. And
yeah.
Anyways,
bro. Yeah, it's mad good, but like I don't know why. It's like I just kind of craved it this one day.
Okay.
So I was just,
it's a very weird craving. You don't normally crave.
Yeah. But I remember Kevin, he bought like a whole jar of kimchi from the fucking, from the H Mart. Y'all know what H Mart is?
Yeah. Oh man. I know what the fuck H Mart is.
Bro, they
put that shit on the side of everything.
Yes. Jermaine, they have H Mart in Jersey. I was like, yo, oh what? God. I stood outside of the store just staring at it. I'm like, yo, hold on. I just need a fucking,
is this like a whole store?
Yeah. Oh. Bro, it's like a it's a crazy fucking place to be, bro. All the fucking Japanese.
That's what it is. Yeah, with
it. Mad Japanese snacks, like mad gems in there. Like, Jermaine, what's some Kit Kats you like?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it now. The vanilla joints?
The green tea. It's the green tea.
The green tea joints. Crazy. They got green a lot of tea. Green
Kit Kat is good.
Yo, nuts. It's crazy.
Yes, sir, it is.
But anywho, Kevin went to H Mart and this nigga bought a big ass jar of kimchi. And bro, that shit was just going on everything. Like, I just had it with fucking anything I was eating. I'm like, oh, kimchi would be sick with this.
I don't get it,
bro. Pizza kimchi?
It's like a topping or something.
Yo, no, it could like be though. Shit,
you could get crazy for sure. Yeah. On top of your rice,
like,
bro,
cold? Like I made a fried chicken kimchi burger, like spicy kimchi burger. You just put the kimchi on top, so it's like it could be a garnish or it can be a side dish. You get what?
Yeah, and they got kimchi poutines at fucking Pommy Boys.
Oh, the kimchi poutine. You know, Jermaine brought that to the table. I said, "Yo, sit over there, coward. Sit over there, bro. That shit is crazy." But anyways, nigga, I was craving the shit. So I just like, I really wanted it. So I went to this Japanese spot.
Yeah.
And I sit down. And I was just like, I'm like, yo, let me get a, I saw they had kimchi. So I'm like, perfect. I'm like, yo, let me get this, this, and a side of kimchi. And he's like, ooh. And I was like, what the fuck now? He's like, kimchi's like, you know, you can only get it with the entrees. And I'm just like, this nigga, I'm like, bro, you guys have kimchi, right? He's like, yeah. And he's like, but I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, yo, just it's cool. I don't want the entree. Just put the kimchi on the side. I'm not that hungry. He's like, yo, I gotta ask the chef because, like, yo, I don't really know if I can take the fucking kimchi. Bro, I'm looking at this nigga like, for real, like, are you like, you're this is how you want to be today, like. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, all right, bet, go ask the chef, nigga, because like it's serious. Like, I really need this kimchi. Sing is like,
yes, go talk.
Yo, you know what? Yeah. You know when the fucking drive-thru niggas say, like, yo, it's 25 cents for a fucking dip, and you're like, all right, then bring it up, nigga, put it on debit. Like, test the gangster a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I told him, like, go ask the chef, and this thing's, like, squinting his eyes and shit. I'm just like, bro, like, what's the big deal? Like, if it was me, I'd be like, all right, bet, I got you. Like, I know where the kimchi stay. Sure. I wouldn't even make it a problem, bro. Like,
just put a little ting in there. Yeah. Slide that. Yeah, for sure.
Bro, slide that. Anyways, I got my kimchi. Let me put it that way.
What, the chef said yes or what?
I said yes.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How the fuck did you get?
No. He asked the chef and he said he came back and he's just like, he said it was okay this one time. I'm like, okay. Like,
bro, what's the deal? It comes on the side of an entree.
Make sure you know this one time. Bro,
That's the greatest part, Jermaine. It comes on the side of the entree. So it's just like, it means.
So what's the fucking getting? You know where the kimchi is, you know where the bowl is, you know where the fucking the utensils are.
I told that kid, reach the kitchen, bro, and grab my kimchi. It makes no sense.
What's with these rules and shit? What? Yeah. What are we doing?
Bro, the thing was, it was a Korean barbecue place. And if you go to those places, but like, the thing is, at the time, I didn't even know it was one because like, they had their dinner met, like, I don't know, the shit was like hiding the fucking grills. So you couldn't even tell. So I'm just like, after I'm like flicking this fucking switch. And literally, do I know I'm fucking firing up mad fire, like under this table, man.
Putting gas out into the restaurant. Smell like gas. I got the fucking gas poutine.
Bro, I'm fucking flicking the shit. He's like, no. Don't blow us up. Should have got the kimchi, nigga. But I asked the guy, I'm like, yo, what is this? He's like, yo, like, Joe's a fucking grill. Like, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's crazy. So the kimchi, like, already should come on the side, but he was wild.
Y'all be doing them grills, them Korean grills?
Man.
I went to, where was it? Benihana, like Benihana's and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's something like, else. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's like a lot. Like,
the shit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you grill yourself. Nah,
let me tell you a fucking story, man.
Oh, fuck.
Sheldon stories are hilarious.
It's pretty funny. I went to this I think it was Korean Grill House actually. Yeah, it was me, my girl, and it was Corey and his girl. Corey loves Korean Grill House. This is shit. I don't really fuck with it.
Korean,
I'm not trying to cook my own shit. Like fuck. But anyways, like I let him do it. So he's like cooking everything, whatever. So I eat. I think it was some beef or some salmon, one of the two. I eat the shit and I'm like, okay, it's cool. I take another bite and instantly I just feel like it's gonna be Miami. It's Miami time.
Bro, barf at the table.
So I'm like, excuse me. So I make it to the washroom and I'm just like, you know, the ones where you're like, it's there, but it's not there. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm going like, you know, it's like, but it's not coming. So I'm like, okay. Just breathe, and go back upstairs. I go back upstairs, I sit down, and they're like cooking other shit. I don't put two and two together that it's like the food that's fucking with me because I had a headache at the time as well. And y'all, you know how I am with the headaches and shit. Right. So I'm just like sitting there, and they're making more stuff. My girl's making stuff. So like, I eat more shit. I just feel it again. So I'm like, okay, go back downstairs again because like washroom's downstairs and shit. So I'm like trying to yak. It's not coming out. So I go back up. I'm like, hey, I'm not eating anything else still. I'm sitting there. Shit's just getting worse for me. Like everyone's eating, enjoying themselves. I'm trying not to be like a party grouper. Fuck this shit up. So I'm like, yo, honestly, like I got to go. Because we're supposed to do like other shit after that. I'm like, yo, I got to go. Right. Like my fucking dome is hurting me. Like I feel like I'm about to yak. Like boom, boom. So I leave. Whatever. Two twos. I get a text from Corey. And he's just like, yo, like he thought like basically I was lying. He's like, yo, did you like. Just like, were you just not feeling like the dinner? You just wanted to leave? I'm like, bro, like, my nigga, I was yakking downstairs. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, okay. So I'm like, all right, go home, whatever. A couple days later now, he's like, yo, honestly, my girl thought like you guys were just really splitting. Like, she didn't believe me that like you were sick and shit. I'm like, bro, Korean barbecue? Never again, because that shit is weird as fuck, bro. I don't get it.
Was it he didn't cook the shit?
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't cooked properly. Like because you don't know, right? It's like this little fucking shit, like the meat. And, you know what I mean? Like it's too much shit that could go wrong, and like you can't blame nobody but yourself. Like
exactly,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, and you know, that was the first time I started going there. I mean, that wasn't exactly the point of my life where I was cooking like that. So I'm just here. I am fucking
2 seconds,
no mustache and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking trying to cook at the table for my family. Yeah, it's not a thing.
Yeah. Man,
yo, tip me then.
Yeah.
And it's expensive too. It's not cheap, bro. Like, it's not like a $10 and like, you know, it's like, bro.
Nah, it's up there.
It's like 20 something plus dollars, bro. Like,
and the thing is, like, I don't know if I'm a picky nigga or something, but when I go to a place that, all right, bet, I'm coming to eat dinner, it means I'm hungry. Like, I'm trying to get my food fast. So it's like, now I have my whole world is just switched now because it's like, okay, hold on. They're fucking up everything by telling me I have to cook now. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm responsible if I get food poisoning. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like everything changed for me. And I'm like,
never again. So
And I'm not the little food here, little food there. I'm not, you know what I mean? Put it all on a plate and let me put it in my face.
Bro, they're bringing these small fucking...
Let me fucking put this inside my face.
Coffee.
Bro.
I don't know. These small fucking tea plates of meat. Like, bro.
Yeah, bro. Fucking little baby bowls. Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is cute. Like, the thing is, yeah, it's nice for if you're trying to go and have a conversation, but it's still like I'm fucking sweating and shit. Like, I'm rolling on my sleeves and shit. Like,
it just...
I know. Even when I ask this nigga, I'm like, all right, bet. If I'm going to do it, I'm doing my way.
What was that shit? No, go ahead.
I was grilling some chicken.
That's pretty much what I was about to ask you.
So I'm like, all right, nigga, like, let's get it popping. Grilling some chicken. I put some fucking kimchi on the fucking chicken, and I put my rice on there, and I add soy sauce.
Enough with the kimchi.
On the grill.
When you put the rice on the grill?
Yes. Yes. I put that bitch on the grill.
This nigga's making fried rice.
Yeah. Yeah, I put a little amount of rice, but I'm
honestly,
like,
bro, you might have did something, bro.
You did what I'm saying? Bro, this nigga got super tight at me because he's just like, yo, only meat on the grill. Like, what are you dealing with? And I'm just like, bro, like, I'm just doing a little tingle. Like, yo, this is my grill. This is my flex. I'm the chef right now. Like,
bro, get out of my fucking kitchen, rat. Get out of the fucking kitchen,
bro. Yo, can't take the heat cut from the kitchen, like, simple, bro. Yo, these niggas, yo, how many times have we been on this fucking podcast talking about us going into other niggas' establishments and them coming to us saying, yo, what is that?
What are you doing?
Like, yo, who do you think you are? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. If you guys are telling me I have to come here and cook, like, yeah, that's what I was doing. But this guy got cheese, and I'm like, all right, so bring me a scraper. Like, let me clean it. He brought me a whole new plate, like, grill plate, because I fucked it up.
Oh, you fucked the grill plate?
Well, I only fucked it up because, like, he came to press me, so it's burning while, you know what I mean? I was in my zone. Like, you have to keep moving it. You know what I mean? Like, my chicken was cooked. Like, it was just about this, you know what I mean, putting fried it all together. Supreme. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I feel that.
That guy's crazy, man.
Bro, you can't even have a proper conversation there, nigga. You're talking about someone's family sick, nigga. My fucking mind's on my Kobe beef. I'm like, fuck him. Yeah, oh, your mom. Okay. Oh, that's crazy. Hold on. Have you the scraper? And, nigga, I hate your shirt, your clothes reek. Yeah. You fucking walk out, you smell like
it's not
a literal barbecue. Yeah. You smell like inside of a barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it doesn't make no sense.
What was that? What was that spot you went to when you were in Japan? And was it eggs you were cooking on this shit?
Yo, that's when it gets crazy. So these niggas gave me a whole flat top. That was different.
That you can do the right thing,
bro. Jiren, I'm not even lying.
I feel like I prefer that.
There's video camera proof somewhere in Japan. I fucking stood up. I got to a point where I'm like, yo, this is fucking Benihana. Like, bro, I was just cooking for Maria. I'm like, yo, you're in for a fucking show, bro.
Yeah, you ever seen a volcano onion?
Yo, that's the thing, bro. Like, they left the oil at the table. You had everything you needed.
No way.
Everything you needed. And, like, you had the long spatula. You had everything, bro.
This guy opened up a pop-up restaurant.
Oh, I should know all facts. Like, bro.
I could fuck with. I was taking my shirt up for that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, the best part was, right when we got there, it was fucking, like, happy hour. So, like, we're drinking and, like, we're just fucking down in these beers. But it was like a ginger ale.
Was it sake?
Ginger beer?
Yeah, it was like a ginger beer, but it was like a refreshing, like a light beer, but it was heavier than a beer. Almost like a cider, but it wasn't a cider. It was something crazy. I've never had it before. It was like only there. It was like some shit they knew. So them shits were like $2, like a fucking drink for like all you can drink. And I'm like, yo, what kind of fucking deal is... Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, I was engaged. Let me tell you that, man. That's when, like, that's when I was a fucking centaur and I was all four legs, everything getting active. Yeah.
No, I could do a flat top, nigga, but like,
yeah, I think I could do
with the grill, nigga. Sometimes a piece of chicken just falls into hell, nigga. It just never comes back. Especially when you're working on a particular piece, this shit just falls into hell, nigga. Oh, what the fuck? What happened? Oh, fuck. It gets extra smoky. Everyone's looking at you. Like, oh, shit. When your table's sizzling loud,
yeah, bro. Now everyone else is close smelling like fucking burnt chicken. Looking at you crazy, bro. So, yo, especially when it's a shrimp and these niggas don't, you gotta pay for that, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm over it, bro. Yeah. Benihana's too. I can't like,
Yeah. I'll do Benihana. It's better.
Yeah.
You're not doing this, so it's like, whatever, I'll just sit back.
We got to act surprised when they're like, hey, look,
it's true. Yeah, you know what it is? They treat you like a 7-year old.
Bro, on God. Like, yo, boss. Just but do your thing, like yeah.
Not
do your
impressing thing, me, bro. The food tasting good—that's what's gonna impress me, bro. Like,
bro, the thing is, like, y'all I feel like I can't even. Huh? What's up?
I go here.
I feel like I can't even like birthdays or whatever. Like people singing happy birthday to me, and everyone's watching me and expecting like a reaction. Like I don't do well with that shit. Like surprises. Like I just I rather not. I'm not really into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it happens, bro, sure, people, cool. But like, yo, oh my God.
Some people fucking love it. Yo, some people love their birthday so much.
Yeah.
So, I just, you see a real person when you went under fucking birthday. Me, I'll be trying. Yeah, it was the fucking day I was born. So what?
Yeah, yeah, look, I'm here. Swapping.
We get started. Turn into brats on their birthday. Come on.
Yeah. Bro, and they make it such a thing. Some people go as far as to like want a surprise so bad to get people to surprise them and then act surprised. I'm like, yo, what?
It's an exception.
You guys
bro.
Do love me.
Wow. What? Like,
come on, but don't be retweeting all your happy birthdays and shit. Okay, come on.
Bro.
Pressing
bro.
People. You didn't say happy birthday.
Hey,
when this nigga's B days and they repost everything into their story, bro, like, come on.
I've been doing that sometimes.
I can predict your next story. You know, maybe two or three, maybe.
Yeah, like a couple.
I can predict your next story frame. It's probably gonna say happy birthday.
Same shit.
Oh, well, I'm right for fucking 500 story frames. Man. When you see the little fucking the stories frames are like in Skittle mode. Like little fucking,
oh my god, bro, that's a full swipe.
Yo,
that's a full swipe. Sometimes it's even a swipe down. Like, so there's just, I don't want
to turn off my phone.
Cover the app. Like, sometimes I really get upset at myself. So.
I just let my phone die and it was just on one, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever, man. Oh, my. Yeah, when your phone starts glitching a little bit, starts slowing down, I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
You know? Turn that shit off.
Oh, my God, bro. I was watching fucking Hell's Kitchen, I was watching the uncensored version.
Ooh.
Dog, that shit, like, I don't even have this conversation not going anywhere, but like, it was just so funny just hearing like this nigga cuss at these people.
Yeah.
That was really it.
It's fucking, bro.
That's a Gordon Ramsay shit.
Bro, the thing is, I'll choke him.
yo.
Yeah, it'd be Hell's Kitchen. All right, nigga. I'm gonna fucking kill him.
I'll probably throw food or something, bro.
Someone pressed the chef.
Yeah.
This nigga,
there's niggas that Ramsay? Too, though, but like he be pressing back for sure.
No,
like,
not it wasn't Ramsay. It was like this next chef, but like he was like the special chef that Ramsay brought in. So yo, the nigga like tried to get up in his face or whatever. He's like, yo, don't get up in my face, dog. And then Ramsay was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yo, it was just a moment. I'm like, yo, he can't. This guy's about to get crunched in the kitchen.
Ramsay's about to get crunched?
No, it was like Ramsay's bretching, but he's still a top chef.
Oh,
but
this,
yeah.
This local dog just said, like, bro, like, yo, it's not one of those. Like, you're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit was so
dice
funny.
You up, motherfucker. Yeah. Diced up in his kitchen, dude.
But yeah, my thing is just, I don't understand how, like, yo, you could just, I would never take it that serious for a man to give me a chicken and say, yo, do something with this in 50 minutes or you're cutting and you're screaming at me and you're, like, in my face dissing my food. Like, I'd break down, so I can't handle that.
Shells, that's how you brought up Karma Loop.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man. Karma Loop, dog. Yeah.
You was on there?
Of course. Of course. I was on there not a lot of money, but a little bit of money I made from like doing like swag bucks and shit like that.
Swag bucks.
That shit on Karma Loop. But yeah, man, I just went through like a nostalgia trip today. Like, I just on my Facebook, like going through like old pictures and shit.
Yeah.
And then like someone just reminded me of Karma Loop. And you know, it still exists, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Karma Loop still. You can still shop. I don't shop on Karma Loop. I might check it out. I'm gonna browse.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
I don't do that.
But nah, man, Karma Loop really is still up. Man, that was a time, bro.
That was
shit. Fuck, bro. Man. Every time I got a $25 gift card,
yep. Karma Loop.
It was like a race to see how fast I could get on KarmaLoop.com.
Shoppers Drug Mart never had credit cards because of Karma Loop, bro.
Yo, you know what the thing is, bro? Like, never had them, bro. Bro, at that time, like, this is when the internet was really advancing, and I don't think people understand that. Like
in real time.
Bro, yes, we were going through that time of like, something is happening. Like, nigga, yep. I can order swag to the crib?
To the crib, bro.
Swag to my door?
Bro.
What? Bro, and then niggas said, all right, yo, you can get all the swag to your crib, and you can add your SPC card and get discounts? Cuz. What?
Now. Yo, I'm locked in. I'm locked in. And then we just found my first online shopping experience.
Coupons?
Yeah. Swag Bucks was like my first, like, okay, free shit is getting sent to the crib. I like this. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what are my rewards today? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what do I have to do, bro?
I used to do this thing. I forget what it was called, but it was like pretty much you had to, pretty much like you post a link and people, when every time someone clicks the link, you get revenue from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just like, but you could like literally, however you want to like tweet the link. I used to do it on Twitter. However you want to tweet the link, however you want to like fucking form it so people will click it, you could do. So you could write like, bro, this track is sick. And then the link and then someone will click. You know what I mean? So bro, I used to get like, not crazy amounts of money, but back then I used to make like at least $50 a month off that. And like back then.
That's crazy money, nigga. Today, bro, I'll be like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like, sure, you
know? Bro, I'll lie to everyone.
Trust me. And like, it was never like, sometimes it was like actual sick shit. Like you could choose like what you want, like what the link was. Like it could be like, I don't know, like some, like a soap brand or something, or like a fucking, I don't know, like a, it could be a different shit. So like it didn't have to be like wild shit that like people would click and just be mad. But man, I used to actually make money off that shit, yo. And I used to just Karma Loop.
Mm-hmm. Yo guys, check out this humongous ass.
Yep.
$500. Get 10 racks.
Oh, shit. Trust me, man. That's back in the Team Follow like Back days.
Oh, my God. I was on that.
Bro. What?
Damn.
Following a million people.
Not even,
oh, my God.
I didn't even down my timeline look like.
Bro, I remember when I didn't really understand fucking Twitter. I tweeted this one time. Oh, my God. Two embarrassing stories. I fucking tweeted this one time, like, yo, everyone follow me. And someone said, dude, like, if they're reading it, they're already following you. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you still on that motherfucking air mattress?
Bro, yo, when I tell you I woke up and just fucking kissed my teeth, like, this is fucking cheese, bro. My back is
forgot thin. Where you went to bed, nigga.
Yeah, bro, like,
you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm on the floor.
Bro, there's one... Bro, I was fucking sleeping and like the mattress started deflating or whatever. I fucking slept and I was like turning to the side just trying to adjust, and I went too close to the edge and I almost slipped off and I fucking screamed. Yo, like, ah! I know it was a terrible way to wake up, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, I was so cheese, man, and like my back is just finished.
Yeah.
Bro, the thing is, those air mattresses are designed for 1 to 3 night sleeps.
Yeah.
Max,
like you're already
and like in that. It's weird because like it's air mattresses can be a luxury in certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
If you go camping for a weekend, you either sleep on the fucking tent floor or you sleep on an air mattress. It's a fucking luxury.
Loving it.
You sleep over your brethren's house, no extra beds. Air mattress is the only other option. That's a fucking luxury.
Luxury.
But nigga, when you're like moving into a place and you're waiting for your furniture to fucking come, and it's been 3 months, I don't even want to go to bed, nigga. I want to fucking stand up and sleep. Lock my knees like a horse, nigga, and go to bed.
Bro. Put a fucking leg brace on, nigga. Go to sleep. Bro, I honestly thought about sleeping, like, sitting down, like, straight up in the fucking chair, because I was just like, I can't even take this shit anymore.
Over this shit, man. That shit will humble you.
Bro,
I wonder if there's any like really like fuck,
you think you're Mr. Tough Guy, nigga? Sleep on air mattress for 3 months, nigga.
Yeah,
see how you turn pussy.
I wonder if there's like really sick air mattresses. Like,
nah, man, I've tried all of them. Yeah, yeah. I tried the big ones, I tried the small ones, I tried the pursy ones, I tried the, you know, the ones that actually look like beds if you fucking put a blanket over.
Yeah.
Still, bro,
yeah. Still I remember like going through it. I went to like a Target. And I was just like, yo, okay, I'm just going to try and sleep on this shit and then fucking return it. So I'm like, yo, let me just test your best shit. And this, you can return the shit. I'm like, oh, I didn't fucking know that. But they don't take the shit back.
Oh, because like a bed and shit, right?
Yeah, I guess. But
you're sleeping all over
it. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of whatever. Good, but like, yeah, I was fucking cheesed.
Damn. Y'all ever slept on a bed today for like,
what's up? Ever oh my God.
I think I sat on one.
It's the weird. I don't even know why. It's like some things like they did back then. I'm like, wait, why'd you guys do that?
Dog.
How was that ever a good idea?
Water beds were just like, niggas were off the shits. Like, for the soul. I don't get it. I don't understand. And
that might have been the lowest point in humanity.
Yeah, and them shits were popping, bro. Like, you were wavy if you had a water bed.
How do you even carry that in the house? Like, what do you? Oh, I guess you
fill it up after, I guess.
Oh, nah, that's risky, boss.
Yeah,
that's risky. You're telling me I'm filling it up and closing the valve?
Yeah.
Nah. I am with top of my house from being flooded. Nigga.
Yeah, no. On my carpet, bro, if I get juice on the carpet, it's a wrap. Like, oh, you tell me a waterbed bus? No way, bro. Yo, what if you just had a fucking a dog one day and you're just sleeping on your water mattress and the dog come in and fucking grill out?
Or a nigga pulls up with a spiky belt, nigga.
The thing is, I bet you if you watch like an episode of Ridiculousness, you'll probably see something like that on there.
Oh, yeah.
When nigga just getting his waterbed fucked up, bro. Beneath
him. Yo, how do you empty the waterbed? What do you do with that?
Yo, how do you even know?
You dip a cup in the fucking, what?
You got a fucking hole in there like ice fishing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Gotta put bro. It. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. So,
yeah. A waterbed is basically like an air mattress with water in it. That's literally.
Yeah. Why would you even want that though? Like, yeah. As a kid, I'm like, oh, that would be cool for a day, but like, I wouldn't want that shit. Yeah.
Like oh, my house permanently, man.
Roll on that for 10 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
No, I put mayonnaise in the fucking mattress before I put water in it. Fucking mayonnaise bed.
A little bit more like fucking stability. Thicker. You know what I mean? I feel you. It might work.
I don't know, man. I feel like, bro, sleep is just so important. Like sleep, food, just the basic shit. You know what I mean? Like, bro, yeah. I really like. Please don't play with that. You know, it's just
you don't fuck it.
Don't.
Yo, you know what I was thinking of too. I was planning another day.
Mm.
What? Like, okay. What is it about closing your eyes that makes your fucking breath stink?
Bro,
I could not say a word all day. My mouth is closed all day. My breath is fine. I sleep for 20 minutes. My fucking mouth reeks. I don't know what it's about. What you close your eyes and then you're fucking all of a sudden like your nigga. I've pulled all nighters. Breath normal.
I was lost.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I'm lost right now, nigga.
Yo, I am so lost.
I don't understand. You wake up in the morning 9 times out of 10, your breath fucking smells like ass.
Why does sleep make your breath stink?
I don't I could literally just be in class just 2 hours straight, not saying anything. And then, my mouth is fine.
When you sleep, your mouth dries out. When your mouth dries out, odor producing bacteria proliferates. I don't
know. No, but my drool stinks. My mouth is not dry for sure. Cause my fucking, it's coming out of my mouth and everything's wet. Stinks. Yeah. I don't understand it. You brush your teeth. You go to bed on a clean, you don't have food in your mouth or anything like that. I don't understand it. That's an urban legend.
Yeah. I something happens in that time. I don't even know what it is. Bro, oh man. Just sometimes Jermaine, you texted me today and you said fucking like, yo, when you drool, obviously I drool like what? What?
Yeah.
What?
Good,
like,
bro, you know if I drool my fighting was sick.
I'm trying to I try. Yeah. Bro, exactly. That's exactly what I said.
I don't
what you just said?
If I drool, that means my sleep was sick.
Yeah. And it stinks.
And it fucking danks for sure.
Bro, there's sometimes I wake up and I drool and like obviously my beard is just going everywhere when I sleep and it's just drool in my beard. Disgusting. Bro, it is just the nastiest feeling ever. And it's just like I never know when it's gonna happen.
Mm.
You just wake up.
It looks like a giraffe spit on my beard. Is that just on my fucking beard? That's all disgusting.
Whoa, it looks like a fucking elephant licked my face and just pushing, like, bro.
God damn.
Yo, it's just fucking. It's yeah. Oh, I can't literally. Oh,
yeah, trust me. Yo, having a beard isn't all glory, nigga. Sometimes you wash the drool out your shit, and then like you go about your day, and then the wind blows a certain way. I'm like, is my fucking mouth here? Yo, is that the drool? Did I miss a drop?
Damn.
Nah, it was bad. Yo, on another note, why does what's with this thing of couples making out as soon as they fucking wake up.
Oh, I would never. I could never.
I'm in. We don't. I'm into that.
Like, there's no rush. There's no rush. We can fucking brush the teeth first.
I'm into that.
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Wait.
We just talked about our mouth stink.
Honestly, nah. And the thing is, like, I'm kind of by myself because my shorty not really into it. So.
So yeah, bro. Go brush your face.
Yeah, yeah. She'd be like, but it's like, I don't know. I'd be, you know. All right, man. Grown man chat. You know, all the kids go away for a second, man, you know. But I don't know. I'd be trying, you know what I'm saying? Woo-woo. Be trying woo-woo. Bro, you know what I'm saying? I'd be trying rah-rah-rah. And I feel like...
Bro, give me fucking 25 seconds. Let me do a little something.
But I feel like...
Or I swish a mouthwash in your fucking mouth.
That's the thing. Like, if I get, like, say... Okay, so I'll pull a boss move, right? Like, I'll get up a little earlier. I'll go brush my teeth. I'll come back. Mm. But if she gets up, that's it. It's up. We're just up.
She's not coming
back. You know what I mean? We're just up now. Like,
we're standing up for the rest of the
day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I feel that.
I gotta just try to ting, but yeah.
Bro, I don't even want to talk unless I'm talking into my hand.
Yeah. Or talking into my shirt.
Bro, I don't know. I just be trying to humanize the situation, man. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, on some human shit, I'm gonna go wash my mouth real quick.
Yeah.
But nah, you definitely gotta. I value the fucking getting up and brushing teeth and coming back to bed.
Yeah.
Just to reappreciate the bed.
That's the thing.
If
like,
you have that luxury of being able to come back to bed real quick before you leave.
If we're both on the same page, it could be sick. You know what I mean? But you gotta understand, like, I don't think women wake up the same way as men. If you get my drift, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get up, go brush my teeth because I'm enthusiastic to come back and rah, 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 but you not. So you're going to get up and be like, all right, brush my teeth. Now I'm going to go fucking eat breakfast. And now
Yeah. Like, all the way.
Wait. Look at this. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
I
literally just had this conversation the other day. I said, like, yo, I was talking to one of Maria's friends. I'm like, yo, when you wake up, like, what's the look like? You know what I mean? Like, what's your day like? She's like, yo, when I wake up, I'm ready to go. I'm like, yo, like, how ready though? She's like, yo, I'm up, I'm with it. I'm like, yo, the fuck? Like, okay, well, why? You know what I mean? She's like, yo, what do you do? I'm like, bro, I wake up, I gotta chill. I gotta turn on.
Bro. I love it.
Everything has to turn on. I'm booting up.
You boot up a PC. What? It's ready to go. No, you boot up, it loads up, you let it fucking sit and think.
Yeah. Right, you don't fucking boot up a fucking PC and launch at 20 apps. Like, bro, you just let it turn on. You go do your thing for a little bit, come back and say, yeah, you're running. You know what I mean? A little hot. You don't fucking turn on your whip and floor it.
If you buy a laptop at the same time as your girl, hers is gonna break first. Trust me.
Why is it not loading?
It's so slow.
Fucking Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, nigga. Fucking photo booth. Laptops.
Bro, yo, it just It makes no sense to me. I feel like, yo, the respectable way for your body is just, yo, turn on.
Yeah.
Don't ask me shit right now. Like, I don't know where anything is right now. Like, I don't know nothing. Like,
dog, that's my
give me a minute to just breathe.
Keep the talking to a minimum, bro.
Minimum. That's what. So I'm surprised you're into the kissing, like, because even that, I'm like, bro, what am I?
That's an activity.
I could. But the thing is, like, okay, boom.
I can wake up. Into activities.
Boom. Look. It's not even that I'm trying to do it like right when I wake up, but like I'll chill there, you know, maybe like 10-20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, boom. But like, I'm not just open my eyes and I'm trying to kiss you. Nah, like. I'll be up, like, I'll be rolling around, like, slip back into sleep a couple of times, whatever, and it's like, okay, boom, now I know what I want to do type shit, you feel me?
Get the shit cracked.
Yeah, you feel me? So,
I feel that.
She's been knocked out
the whole time, so it's like, fuck.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I really wonder what it is about, I mean, I guess I can kind of answer my own question, but, like, what it is about, like, traveling, and let's just say you're on vacation, or maybe you're not even on vacation, you're just somewhere else, like, why do I wake up earlier? And why am I just more like, I'm down for shit. Like sometimes when I'm like, even I'll be in LA for a long time. Like, let's just say one time we're there for a couple months. And I'm like, all right, every day I'm waking up early and I'm just ready to do shit. And I came back to Toronto. I'm like, I think I'll sleep until like 5.
Yeah.
Like, ain't shit going on. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, for one, the time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. You're still waking up at 12, man. 9 o'clock isn't so impressive when it's fucking noon where you're from.
Yeah, that's
you're a slow fucking bump.
No. Like, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's just like, I felt
after
like,
adjust?
Yeah, like, not, even after, like, some certain places, like, I would adjust, like, I guess his time too is always going to come into fucking play, but I don't know. Yeah, there's certain things like I just want. It's not even that. It's like I'm up and I just want to go. Like I want to like do shit. But then like when I'm in Toronto, I'm like fine to chill for a minute. Like that, whatever.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're talking about. Like especially if you're ever if you get on a plane and go somewhere and you are, that's where you like, bro. It's like 8 o'clock. Honestly, when I sleep at y'all house, I be up early. Like. Mm-hmm. I
would just walking out fully clothed.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna holler at you guys. You know, and I just leave. Like, I don't know. I think it's just like your mind and maybe the comfort you have in your house versus just anywhere else. Like, it's just not the same. Like, you just can't be comfortable.
You're in
like,
a different mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it's like, fuck, I bought this plane ticket there. I better go explore.
What that definitely be part of it. Yeah, for sure.
Bro, my dad on vacation.
Oh my God. I was just about to say, man.
It's like a best worst trip ever. Traveling with this guy, he has a duotang. Nigga just with stuff that we're doing. He's so used to just waking up for work and just getting to it. So it's like work on vacation. It's like scary.
Yeah.
Come on, get up. We gotta do the excursion, man. We gotta walk around the city.
How you wake me up getting mad? Trevon, man, I told you 7 a.m., man. Come on. What are we doing, man? Yo, and he'd always be fucking tight. Yo, I'm about to fuck up my deposit.
So there's a deposit involved.
Bro, I feel him, but like, bro, this nigga would travel with a big ass backpack on his back. And I'm like, bro, why? As a kid, I'm like, yo, why do you need it? Like, yo,
what's in there? He'd be just wearing the same thing. It's not like he has a change of clothes. Like, it's just, and it's full.
It's full. When this nigga would say, yo, Trevon, hold this. Bro, veins are coming out of your fucking arm. Handing
my young arm. Like, yo,
no, his arm. I'm like, bro, I don't want a bag that's stressing your arm that much. And I never opened it. Honestly, I don't even know what was in there. And traveling now, I don't even know what I'd put in a fucking backpack.
Yeah.
Bro, he wouldn't even hold a souvenir. Maybe he'll keep throwing a souvenir. No, man. Bro, you have the fucking... You have the traveler's bag. What is this? Oh, so...
No, this nigga traveled with, I don't know, like a fucking jar full of pennies in his fucking bag or something. I don't know what it is. It was something personal. This nigga did not want to tell us, bro. Swear to God.
Holy, man.
Just like carried around an extra pumpkin for some reason.
I
hate how he'd like, you get mad at our little annoying things, but I'm like, bro, you're being annoying. Like, bro, you peed 9 times. Like, let's move it. I'm tired of fucking standing and sweating. They get my little marina just fucking boiling in the sun because he has to pee for the 10th trip.
I remember times I would fucking kiss my teeth and this nigga say, I have to use the washroom. Bro, I kissed my teeth and, yo, Javon. Yo, nah. This nigga would always use a washroom. Like, bro, like, enough is enough. And this nigga knew he was being annoying. I know he knew.
It's just a strategic thing for him for some reason. It's like, oh, we're near a bathroom. Let me just take advantage of the opportunity and just use it. So every bathroom we walk by, oh, let me squeeze a piss.
Bro, this nigga would act like he's on Survivor. I'm like, bro, we're going to see another one. Like,
fucking pee on the boat.
The boat is right there. Nah. I got a paycheck thinking about that.
Just stop and just look at stupid shit.
Thing is, bro, I'm not going to be surprised if we're just all like that one day, bro.
Yo, no, no.
I'm already following up on the things I just didn't like.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm just not doing those things right now.
Okay,
bro. We'll see, I guess, but you know what I mean?
Yo, not like that. I saw this parent walking with his kids and his kids were paging him on something that he was doing. And this thing was in such denial. And it was like, it struck the fucking thought of me that like, yo, like our dad was kind of like that. But like, I don't know what it was. Cause I just heard when he came around the corner, he's like, yo, no, I didn't do that. I don't even do that anymore. Like, these girls are all just mad smart and just like, no, you just did it. Like, I just saw you. And I'm just like, bro, like that was us. But we couldn't tell my dad, like, yo, you just did it. It was just like, this thing would just do it, bro. Like,
bro, and that's it. End of story.
Like, oh, done the talks. Like, oh, yeah, I'm dealing with this right now. Like,
so what, I peed 13 times. So what? Oh, you want to fight, man?
Nah, this nigga was different, man. Yo, nah. When my dad has a plan, like, yo, that guy, you better follow that shit.
Bro, you're in the airport and you don't have your passport on the fucking passport page? Come on, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, bro, it's like thousands of people looking at us like, yo, you gotta relax. But his mind's just like, yo, let's get on the plane. So for sure we're going. Bro, he get at us and fucking fry us up in public. And then we get on the plane, you wanna tell jokes? And I'm like, bro, we're not there.
I'm not over that shit, bro.
Hey, bro, what you pulling on there, bro? Yo, it's not time for jokes.
It's
a time and a place. That-
oh my gosh, bro.
Bro, this nigga would fry me while I'm getting a fucking x-ray check. I'm like, bro, let me finish security
mask, man. We hurry up. We waiting for him. Bro, you got to pause for 1 second for the thing to spin around. Anxiety, bro. I was ready to be 8 years old. Like, yo, I'll meet you there. I'll put my own shit, man. I use my newspaper money to fucking I'll meet you there.
Yo.
Oh, bro.
Yo, nah, that nigga was different, bro. It was just times where it's just like, yo, why are you screaming at me here? Like, not here, bro. Like, and this is when we're trying to be sick with Iverson jerseys and shit. Like, bro.
Bro, I'm fresh right now. You can't just, you're taking away the freshness, nigga, when you're screaming at me.
Yeah, bro. And it was just so hard because we didn't know the things that you have to face when you're going to an airport. Like, now I wear easy shoes to take on, take off. Them times, bro, I lace my fucking Jordan fucking team. Yo. My team Jordans were laced, bro. So it's like, I had to take this off. I did not know. I have to put it back on. Like, my laces, bro, there's no stopping with this guy. He's like, come on. Yep. Blaze me, bro. Yeah, it was nuts.
But man, I think most of it was that his backpack was like 500 pounds. So, you know, I'm just trying to put this down somewhere.
Oh my god.
You know what I noticed?
What's
that? The Lakers championship was like, it's kind of just gone. Like,
nothing. Is that? Yeah, like, I didn't even know. I scrolled them out. Shit, LeBron won.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is not talking about that shit no more. Like,
yeah, it just wasn't as impactful, like, you know.
Unless Toronto won, nigga, because I never fucking letting everybody know. Exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
At least 2 weeks minimum.
I feel like it was just like, it was different. Like, it wasn't really a game. And even in some post interviews, I know Paul George is speaking about it, just saying how, like, yo, when you're in there, like, you had to work on your game, but it was also like a mental fucking weight on everyone's like dome. Mm-hmm. And like Paul George was saying, like, when he was playing the games, like, he was just mentally checked out. Oh, and he started reflecting on his game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny Green too. Danny Green was saying, like, bro, this shit was like super hard. Like, imagine being there, grown ass man, like, for what, 6 months was it?
Nah, it was like 2 months. It was like 2 or 3 months.
It was, bro, I think they were there.
Weren't they training from way before?
100 and something days. Yeah, they had to get checked.
It was like 2 or 3 months.
Let me see how long.
I mean, I definitely don't know.
Yeah, but like, it was just like a different type of thing. So I feel like no one was like all there. You know, it's just like, with, they got there July 7th and it came out October.
Yeah.
July.
How long is that?
August, September. 3 months. 4 months.
4 months?
Three, four, whatever.
Hey, yeah. Bro, that's a long ass time to just be away from like everything and just not like be in a room and like,
bro, be in a bubble.
Yeah,
for like, for sure.
So I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't that serious, but like, yeah, like, obviously if they won, they're going to take it serious and say like, yeah, like, but it's just like, I don't know.
And after just beating their meat, draining their energy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
nothing else to do. Like, let me just fucking squeeze one out.
Stop saying that. squeeze one out. Holy shit.
Y'all heard about that dude from the New Yorker?
What?
I didn't hear about it. So his name, I think, is it Jeffrey Toobin? I think it's Jeffrey Toobin. He writes for the New Yorker. He's on a Zoom call, whatever, and I guess it was a Zoom break. And boys decided to fucking beat his meat on the break. And didn't turn his fucking Zoom camera off. Niggas came back and this nigga was just ass out, like
the butt was out.
Like dick in the camera, like, you know what I mean, doing his thing, like he was butt naked, like
yo, that's when you know you have a problem. Like, yeah, it can definitely wait. Bro, it can definitely wait till after
the whole thing. Exactly.
When the laptop is closed.
Exactly.
Or
bro.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, like, some people are just, yo, and they get H.
Yo, there's no holding this guy back.
Yo, it's not even them. No,
yeah, it's not, someone, you have to resume that. Maybe someone else now. Like, you know, maybe that person's gone.
Yeah, I guess everything's perspective, right? Because, yo, that could be a power move.
Yeah, that could be like, yo, are you like, not?
Could it?
You guys set a wrong break, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, yeah.
That might be a power move.
Yeah, like, if you know, you have a 15-minute time gap and, like, you're good.
Do a power beat.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You know,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like,
let me clap that shit up, man.
Yeah. Yo, go ahead, man. Yeah, clap that shit up, man. Some niggas out there.
I fuck with that for sure.
I got, at the end of the day, you got to respect it. That's just what it is.
I respect the power move. I just don't respect the lack of checking your P's and Q's and making sure the camera is off, bro.
Like, should have turned the camera.
Yeah, go off cap, go off frame. Go, like, you know what I mean? Like, this guy just...
Dude, why's the butt out, though? I don't even get what the butt was all the way up.
Slam is just...
There's other ways.
He's just a man that has to be, you know? But naked, I guess. Kind of like Trev when he takes a shit.
Yo, I was just about to say that. That should be like...
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, like, bro. That's
totally reasonable.
Yo, that is 100% reasonable. Like, bro.
That is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I'll still do for the like, whole entire life. It SWAT kicks on my door. Oh, but
I remember, like, even when we started, like, getting power outage and shit like that, and she would just go. Remember when it got mad hot and everything just turned off?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, sometimes I'm just like, bro, whatever. I was like, butt ass nigga taking a shit right now. Like, I'd be fucking shook. Not even thinking about what if I'm in the shower. I'm just like, yo, I'm taking a shit. Like, would you guys dip out?
If what, pitch black?
No.
Yeah. As a kid.
Nah. As a kid.
Yeah, honestly, I was pretty terrified.
Yo, I was afraid of the dark. Like, I'd be out of that bitch.
Your bathroom has no windows? Yeah, I might be.
I feel like I have to finish my shit though. Like, I just feel like
if the power goes out in pitch black,
I'm out. That's on
and you don't know what's happening.
I'm not whole closes, slices off whatever's on the way out, boom. Power move, stand up.
Yeah, bro.
Definitely when you're up.
I mean, like, yo, it may even fuck. I'm just standing up. Maybe in the seat. Like,
whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, bro, like, I'm out. Like, I'm one of those guys, bro. I'm there. I'm
standing
bro.
Up.
I mean, I respect it. You know,
it may fall back, like, in between my legs. What?
Yes, yeah, whatever. I pull my pants up. Like, yo, guys, is the power out? Don't come near me, brother.
Cover your noses, by the way.
Power comes back on.
The thing is,
shit
like,
on the floor.
Yo, that's gonna stink instantly, bro. Like, shit is just an instant fucking smell. Like,
when it doesn't TMI, touch a water, you might, you might, you might.
Boss. Bad. Bro, it'll be the smallest piece.
Bad vibes. Bad
vibes.
Atom of shit reeks out of water for some
God. Bad vibes for sure, man. Like, that just ruins a day, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that would be a terrible thing. But I'm if anything just happens and I'm like, okay, I did not do that, like, I definitely just gotta go.
Yeah. I feel
that's
you.
What it is.
That shit got eggs in my asshole, though. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I'm handling my business, bro. I'm handling my business.
Sure.
Oh man,
sir.
Oh
yeah.
Of course.
And you know what time it is.
Of course. Yeah, shout out Julian. I just saw it, man. He said, shout him out. So there go that.
You know what it is, man.
Uh-huh.
This was episode 68.5 of the Random Order Podcast. Fucking audio exclusive for sure.
Straight like that.
We signing the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I'm about to hit these push-ups and hit the bed. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel. Or go over there when we start doing videos again. To keep up with the video version. In the episode clips, click that fucking bell. You know what time it is to become a true Know The Gang Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Slash.
You know where we at, man. Mm-hmm. All them Eagle noises all up in your ear. The audio version of Animorphs. Shit, nigga. I mean, fucking
German. I thought you said Animorphs.
Yeah.
I mean, the smallest fucking one. The audio version of Random Order is available, obviously, where you're listening to it, because it's only audio. Because it's the audio exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, leave them great, amazing comments and reviews if you like the pod. If you don't, fucking still do it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. It's going to be a busy 4YE Christmas.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Let me say that, man. Ooh. The tracksuits booming. Ooh. The tracksuits are in hand.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We getting busy. We got bags. We got fucking new do-rags. Brand spanking new do-rags. Y'all niggas ain't ever seen. We're restocking some of the classics. Nigga, the pinstripe is in the building. And you know what time it is, man. Pins back. We getting busy.
Pins, man.
Caps. We getting busy.
Yeah. Busy spelled like B-U-S-I.
Busy city. All that. Jesus. Any way you can spell busy, we spelling it like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
For real.
You know what time it is, man.
Yo, I'm also getting busy. My fault on Twitch, and
speaking of busy, yeah.
You can't spell Call of Duty without busy, so you know what it is, man. That's what I'm doing over there.
You know what it is, man. If y'all want to keep up with the 4YE merch, the hoodies, the do-rags, all that, follow us on Instagram, turn on post notifications, or you can head over to the site at www.4ye.ca. And subscribe. You could even subscribe to specific items.
Yes.
So you know exactly when that item drops. You just head over and
talk to
them and get your shit. You know what time it is, man. I need a what of the day. I couldn't even think of one. So we need a what of the day and the actual thing.
I got one.
Sure.
Whoa. Yo, what's the Häagen-Dazs ice cream? Now, what's the ice cream flavor of the day? I like that.
Oh, you know my answer, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Cookies and cream all day.
Yeah, it's standard. That's standard.
I just dropped a bomb. We out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.